Let's take a few moments now to settle into the body so that we feel nicely grounded to engage in this contemplation of what inspires our practice. So really deliberately feel the contact points, the feet, the hands, the bottom. Connect with the breathing. Give yourself a little soothing or supportive touch posture as a gentle reminder to open as best you can with interest and friendliness. And beginning now to ask ourselves, what are my motivations for practice, for mindfulness practice, for self-compassion practice? What motivates me? And I'm just going to ask a few questions and then I'll give you a moment to write. So what in life inspires you, that really inspires you? What delights you in life? Could be any manner of things, being with those you love, being in nature, creativity, sports, being in mountains, lake, appreciating beauty, sense of logic, science, information. What delights you? What inspires you? Just let it float through. And then add to that, what's truly important to you that you bother to practice? And so you may have some ideas about what you really value from the first part. What do you value? What's so important to you that you bother to practice? And so let's take a minute now to record what inspires you, what's truly important to you that you bother to practice. So that's the first two parts of the first question on the worksheet, Inspirations for Practice. Take a minute for that. Take a half a minute more for that. And begin to finish up your writing and let your pen go and come back into the sitting and feel the body, feel the breathing. You'll have more writing moments coming up real soon. So let the pen go. Feeling body, feeling breathing. and asking yourself, what reminds you that practice is worthwhile? Is it some sense of benefits? Is it circling back on what you value, what inspires you, that reminds you that practice is worthwhile? Mindfulness practice, self-compassion. And then from all of what you've been contemplating, what are your deepest or highest intentions or aspirations for practice? Your deepest or your highest aspirations for practice. And so now taking a minute or so to record what reminds you that practice is worthwhile, in your deepest aspirations for practice. So writing that now. And you can have more than one aspiration, maybe narrowing it down to three. And I'll let you keep writing into question two. Can you put your highest aspirations into three small words? What would they be? Family, love, peace, calm, wisdom, clear seeing, gratitude. What are they? Using all the information from question one to help you. And then when you're ready, question three, can you take those three words and put them into three aspirational phrases for practice and for living? Just like loving kindness phrases. So for example, may I live from peace. May I grow in wisdom. May I live from love. Those would be ones that I might use, but what about you? And when you feel ready, reflect on question 4. We'll omit question 5. Question 4, how might you use these reflections, these aspirational phrases, all of it together to commit to practice when you fall off? How might it all be helpful? Take one more minute for that. And take a half a minute to finish up your bit of writing and come back to body and breathing. And we're going to try on these aspirational phrases. And so, just coming back and feeling the body sitting, let your pen be. Maybe give yourself some soothing touch so you can really tap into the sincerity of these aspirations. Or strong supportive posture. And then try on your aspirational phrases, saying them silently to yourself. Feel them through the body. Let them resonate. And just noticing how that sits with you. Letting it be however it is. And I'll ring the bells, and then you can make another moment of notes to yourself about this.